Extended 2. Exercise 2, page 145.
Welcome to the Food Hour on FM Radio 4. Today we are joined by Lisa Dean, the winner of the latest series of Chief Chef. Lisa, congratulations on your success. How's life been since the competition ended?
Thank you, Dave, and thanks for having me on the show. Well, my life has changed so much after Chief Chef. It's crazy and I love it. I'm doing a lot of stuff with the media right now, like interviews and chat shows, so I have a lot on my plate. But I'm taking every moment I can to breathe, relax and reflect on what's happened. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah, I bet it's overwhelming. The final must have been stressful as well as exciting. It was a close one this year.
Yes, it was. The other finalists are fantastic chefs, so the competition was tough. But we were there for each other emotionally as well. When you spend so much time with people in such an intense environment, it helps to be friends, not enemies. I was just lucky that the judges preferred my dish on the final day.
The judges were particularly impressed by how you arranged your food on the plate. Do you think your previous professional experience in art and design helped you?
Oh, definitely. As an artist, I have an eye for colour, texture and shape. It's in my nature to be creative. When I plate up a dish, I have a clear vision of how it should look. I definitely believe that we eat with our eyes. But the taste has to be there too, of course. I really enjoyed experimenting with ingredients, trying new and unusual combinations. The kitchen is an artist studio, a science laboratory, and a theatre stage all in one.
I love the show, but I can't bear to watch when things go wrong. Poor Toby and his burnt pastry. I heard you two are starting a new business together?
That's right. It's so exciting to be working with my fellow finalist again. This time we're not in competition with each other. It's just in the planning stage right now, but we're going to open a vegetarian restaurant in London. We are both passionate about food and the environment, so we're trying to combine the two things. On the rooftop of our restaurant, we'll create an urban garden where we can grow and pick our own ingredients, and the menu will change depending on what's in season.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Hopefully we'll get the local community involved in some way too. It's important that we educate ourselves about growing healthy and organic food in a way that keeps the planet healthy too.